Well, you know that you always do it right, right. Hey, hey. It's Fit Joe, by the way, and DJ Khalid on Namibia's Heart and Soul, Sunshine, 7:35 with the NSK and Shaquan. And we are talking about an unpopular opinion that is on the floor as we speak right now. Mm. And that opinion reads, women empowerment events are a scam women fall for all the time. And we've got someone here, Shaquan, who has been exceptionally vocal about women empowerment events and how in its current form do not exactly serve that the intended target markets. However and whatsoever that target market is, we will have to find out. TV host and social activist OC Josie Kibandwa. Good morning, OC. How are you doing? can you hear us though, Josie? Your line sounds a little muffled that side.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Are you perhaps on Bluetooth, Macy?
No, not at all. I am literally talking to you on my phone.
Okay, that sounds a little better.
Aren't you on speaker, perhaps?
No, I'm not.
Is it? Okay. Okay, no, but we can hear her.
Yeah, so, we can. Josie, why do you hate women empowerment events?
Okay, so firstly, I just want to clarify. I don't hate women empowerment events.
Okay.
I hate events that lie to people about their intention to make money off of them. I think that it's so misleading and it's absolute nonsense for you to pretend that you want to empower women who are desperate for their lives to improve, who are desperate to learn how to become either financially independent or just overall social or self-development, right? And then charge them $1,500 for you to come and tell them about YouTube and Pinterest quotes.
Whoa, Ahon.
Oh my
Josie!
I'm being serious.
No, partner, she's not off. Okay, but keep going, Queen.
For instance, right, if I am Maria, who is a student from Katutura, my struggles are real. So my mother not having enough taxi money for me to go to school every day is real. I don't need you to come and tell me you are beautiful, you can make it if you try. God loves each and every one of us. Babe, I know these things, and I can go onto YouTube and get these things for free. If you're going to tell me, I want to teach you how to, let's say, build a business. Talk to me about how to create a business plan. Talk to me about where to go for funding. Talk to me about what are the actual struggles in entrepreneurship that I need to prepare myself for and how to get out of them. That's how you empower people. Let me give you an example.
Yeah.
Imagine if the Be Free Youth Campus that was recently built was built in Kleinakupa. What purpose would that?
Yeah.
So if you're going to say, I'm throwing this event because I want to empower people, nah, then let there be actual empowerment. The other thing is also, majority of these events, and I've attended quite a few, this is why I stopped attending them all in all. A lot of these events, you go there and you start seeing it's the same people that are attending these events. It's the same kind of clique. It's the people that can afford to attend the events that don't need the empowerment. And then you look at what's being discussed. You look at the energy in the room and it turns into mean girl energy and cliquey energy. And it's like...
And there's a division.
Yes, there is a division. You can see who's on the outs and who's not. And it's like, y'all could have really just called each other and met in your backyard. Like, this was not necessary. And there are a few women who actually buy into it and will literally sacrifice $1,500 that was supposed to go to something important because they thought that they were going to be empowered. And in actual fact, that's not what happened. It's the same as these conferences where they go and sit $1 million on a conference. And then they go and sit and discuss, how do we do better? And then every year, they're talking about how they do better the next year, but the better never comes. Because the things are just never, never, ever actually implemented. And people use these events as an excuse to make money.
And you know what, Josie, what I'm actually thinking right now, because I definitely agree with you with a couple of things that you just mentioned right now. It's just how a lot of the times it's the transparency for me. And I think also people don't understand how important it is for, yes, you are an accomplished woman, you're successful, whatever it is, and we celebrate you. But also a lot of the times it's as if they don't really want to equip you with what is going to elevate you. It's that cliche saying of, like, I want you to do good but not better than me type of thing, right? Have you seen that happen quite a lot as well, where they just, you know, just share very shallow, the bare minimum on the surface type of information?
Oh, goodness, it happens all the time. And that's the other thing that irritates me about these things as well. Hey, it's what we call gatekeeping, where
come on,
powers, and they decide who gets to sit at the table and who doesn't.
Mm.
And you see people starting all these mentorship programs. But when you ask, hey, now, can we at least have one success story of a person that you've mentored? Next. There isn't a single person that can come back. Because, you know, usually, like, as a service provider, people must be able to leave reviews.
Yes.
And you look at these events, and there's not a single person that comes and says, listen, me, I'm from Soweto, I came, I was empowered, and because I was empowered through this event, my life was able to change. Nobody's expecting you to donate $1 million to a family. Nobody's expecting you to do that. But if you're saying you're going to empower the person, I've also noticed that for a long time, and it feeds into this idea of patriarchy and how men and patriarchy literally survive on women being divided and having animosity against each other, right?
Mm.
See, for instance, with me, it won't take money out of my pocket to teach somebody else how to be a better public speaker, which is why it is I do it. I don't mind empowering the next person because I will still get my gigs. I am still the queen of speech. But especially in entrepreneurship, you'll see a person, for instance, is in the financial department, and you ask them, how do I become financially independent? And they advise the person, did you so surface level? Yeah, you just need to learn to spend less. What do you mean, chief? I don't have any more to spend. So already
or to save.
Spending less.
Yeah.
Because I earn less, right? So the other thing also then is the excuse. And I know I had a lot of people come for me on Twitter and Facebook, because of my opinion, because, yeah, Jersey, you don't know how much it costs to throw an event. My question is, if it's about women empowerment and you want to change the lives of women, why are you going to country club? Why is the event there? If the excuse is, no, the event is $1,500 because the venue is expensive and the catering is expensive and the MC is expensive, why not get people options? Common Regional Council Hall is just there and they charge you a small $5,000.
Hmm.
So why are you going to the $20,000, $50,000, $100,000 venue? Let's not lie to each other. Just tell each other, guys, me and my homegirls want to throw a party where we look cute and we affirm each other.
And we are the center of attention.
Yes, we're the center of attention. We take new pictures for social media and that's it. And then let the rest of the people, and mind you, I'm not saying all women empowerment events are like that. There are actual people in the society that are throwing women and in general human development events that are actually serving their purposes. I've been to a women empowerment event before that didn't have a lot of popular people there, but the impact was great. And so much networking happened at that event that until today, a lot of us as women who were at that event were working together. And that's great. And mind you, the ticket was $150. And for every person that bought the ticket, you had to identify a woman who couldn't afford to come that you bring with. For me, that's purpose.
That is incredible.
No, absolutely. Yes,
that's empowerment. And I hate this elitist sort of thing that is going invented now where it's the cool kids versus the broke kids.
Come on.
And it's like, guys, we all need to understand that we are all the land of the brave kids. And for as long as there are children who are suffering, all of us, we do not elevate. We don't. There is enough space under the sun for all of us as women to shine.
Mm.
And when we don't appreciate that and lean on each other, then that's where the division comes in. And that's where other countries and the other gender can stand and laugh at us. You know what? Men need safe spaces. You guys aren't even your own safe spaces for each other. And it's true.
And I think also when you just to really add on to what Josie's also saying, it's the fact that it's difficult to go to this type of events. And you know that favorite successful auntie that you follow on Instagram and you admire, and then you meet this person in person, and they're just like standoffish. They don't even want to be close to you. That's one. Two.
Then why be the there fact, then,
dude?
Do you understand? Like, dude, if you're not gonna open yourself up,
let me tell you something. These are the very same people, and I think Josie can add on to this. Where these are the very same people who are very standoffish and mean and don't want to interact with people in person. But these are the people that are going to want to make money off of you, and these are the very same people that for some reason we as a ordinary woman are trying to seek validation from those people from buying whatever it is that they're selling. Please come for me.
Yes, no, I agree with Shaquan. You know, NSK, I want to put it into perspective for you. Think about it. There's a woman empowerment event that's happening. A ticket is $1,500. Then they tell you the theme, the dress code is pink flowers from Scandinavia.
Most
now pink flowers from Scandinavia are only sold in Forever in Grove, minimum 1,000. Okay, you are at 2.5 like that already.
Yes,
then they tell you, listen, drinks are not included, and a cool drink in Country Club wherever is $52. Now you budget for 3 hours, you are mooted another 500. So like that, we are already at 3K. You don't have a car. You need to come from Soweto to Country Club. You have to take Yango because Dai taxis are almost no for you, like Ray.
And Ron Ray, and just with your pink flowers.
Or you have to take a cab from Soweto to KFC in town to take another one to still be charged double.
Metro pink flowers.
Yeah, from Scandinavia.
You don't want to miss it. You want to get there on time. So you take a Yango. Yango ne is a honest. You make that sacrifice because you are thinking, I'm looking at the lineup and it's Shaquan and it's NSK and it's Josie. There is knowledge and wisdom here that I can learn from and I can tap in to become wiser and do things better. A lot of people who are suffering are not suffering on purpose. People need a way out. And sometimes it's just something as small as saying, if you are looking for financial assistance for your business, these are the three companies or three offices to go to. These are the forms to fill in. This is where you go. And that's information you can give without needing to charge anybody for it, mind you. But that's the least that you can do if somebody's coming to this event. Then you get there and you come there because in your mind you're thinking, I hear NSK on radio every day. And he's friendly and he's nice and he's going to impart knowledge. And then you get there and then NSK is just talking to Shaquan and her mama.
And in that little circle, we're just sitting in that little corner.
Yes. And then what NSK then will do is say, oh, no, listen, I don't have time to take, but we can take a picture. Then you take a picture. Then NSK will tell you, tag me in the picture. And then you tag them in the picture. Then NSK gets to go back on Instagram and brag and say, guys, I'm giving back to the community. I was at this event. I did what I needed to do. Corporate social responsibility, what in life you need to learn to share other people and take as many people up. But in actual fact, you did absolutely nothing.
Josie Kipandwa, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you.
Yes,
I think you have really, really lined it up for us or laid it out for me, especially for us as gents. Like, because we really don't understand the woman empowerment events, you know, the situation around it. But you made it exceptionally clear. Bye, Danke Macy.
Yeah, thank you so much, Josie.
Thank you so much for having me. And please, before I go, all the event throwers, don't come for me. Throw the events, but throw them with purpose and let there be impact. Danke, Machiyara, for your almal bless.
Well, to oppose Osi Josie's views and perhaps maybe bring a different side to, events, women empowerment events, Shuna will be on the line on the other side. Stick around, don't go anywhere. Value is